In this bulletin, a US cop jailed for the shooting death of Australian Justine de Mon-Ruscek. Labor rules out forming a coalition with the Greens. And a US high school student runs 100 metres in under 10 seconds. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Former Minneapolis police officer Mohamed Noor has been found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter over the shooting death of Australian woman Justine de Mon-Ruscek. Noor was immediately taken into custody and will be sentenced in June. Prosecutors argued the shooting was unreasonable and contrary to police department training policy. Ms. de Mon-Ruscek's fiancé, John de Mon, says he hopes lessons will be learned.
My fiance was shot dead in her pajamas as she walked up to a police car, which she had summoned. Ironically, the Minneapolis Police Department emblem on the squad door reads, "To protect with courage and to serve with compassion." I implore the Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey to ensure that these essential human values are not just words on a car door.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale has offered to partner with Labor if it wins the federal election, saying it's the only chance of getting the proper climate action Australia needs. The minor party leader has told the National Press Club if the two parties work together, they could bring down energy prices and increase investment in the energy grid.
And I'll just say again to Bill Short, don't negotiate with Tony Abbott, with Barnaby Joyce. If you've got a Senate that involves Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson, you've got a decision to make. Do you want to negotiate climate policy with them, or do you want to negotiate a policy that will do what needs to be done with the Greens? We will work constructively and collaboratively with the Labor Party. The choice is up to Bill Shorten.
But Labor leader Bill Shorten has ruled out a coalition with the minor party.
We are the party who's putting forward policies in this election, and we're outlining all of what we intend to do. We're not for switching because some independent MP or some Green MP is suffering relevance deprivation and wants to see their name in the paper.
The Liberal Party has dumped its federal election candidate for the Victorian seat of Isaacs for making Islamophobic comments online. In February, Jeremy Hearn posted on a website that Muslims were of bad character. He also wrote that Muslims subscribe to an ideology which he claimed requires the killing or enslaving of the citizens of Australia. Mr. Hearn has apologised for the comments. Meantime, a Labor candidate for the federal election has apologised for sharing a rape joke online. Luke Creasy, who is running for the seat of Melbourne, is also in strife for sharing pornographic material. He's apologised for the posts, which date back a number of years, saying they were stupid and immature and in no way reflect the views that he holds today. In the United States, Special Counsel Robert Mueller reportedly complained in a letter to Attorney General William Barr that his four-page summary of Mr. Mueller's Russia report did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of the investigation's conclusions. The Washington Post says it's seen a copy of the letter, which was written after the Attorney General released a summary that said Mr. Mueller had found no evidence of collusion between President Donald Trump's campaign and Russia. The summary also stated the special counsel hadn't reached a conclusion on whether the president obstructed justice. Mr. Barr said he and his deputy had found the evidence insufficient to support a charge. A high school student in the United States has shocked the sprinting world by running the 100 metres in under 10 seconds. Matthew Bowling, nicknamed White Lightning, has run the distance in 9.98 seconds at a school meeting in Houston, Texas. The time would have earned him a spot in the 2016 Olympic final. Here's the moment the 18-year-old's time went up on the scoreboard.
Matthew Bowling, 9.98. Matthew Bowling under 10 seconds in the boys' 100-meter dash, 9.98.
Now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 20. Adelaide, showers and 19. Melbourne, a few showers, 21. Hobart, possible light rain and 21 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 22. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 26. Cairns, much the same, 30. And Darwin, a possible shower and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.